Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're talking with Jake Arbach and we're going to talk about popcorn button. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning.
Jake, we want to talk about the band and the music, but first, people are going to be able to hear your good music coming up really soon. So tell us time and place.
Yes, this Sunday at the Elks Lodge in downtown Atlantic, we're going to be having our dance. It starts at 7 o'clock and goes to 10 o'clock.
Okay, so don't mess around. Just get there. I know people really enjoy the music you play, Jake. Let's talk a bit about, first I'll talk about your name. I don't know if I've heard that story. How did you come up with Popcorn Button?
Yes, that was from Curtis Ulrich. We were trying to think of a name. We didn't really know. His roommate at the time was making popcorn, and he hit the popcorn button on the microwave, and they just kind of went with it, and we've liked it ever since.
Yeah,
so.
A great story, and a memorable one. I think that's really important when you're marketing and having fun with the group. So where all do your members come from?
They're all over the place. Most of them are out of the Atlantic area. Uh-huh. A lot of them are graduates of Atlantic. And have gone on to do music in college and that kind of thing. We do have some community members. I'm not exactly sure who's going to be there for this one, but I know in the past we've had Dan Beeman has come in, and he's played on the bass for us. And then we get, like, Jared O'Donnell and his wife play usually as well. So we get a lot of community members as well, but most of them are Atlanta graduates. We also do have some students that come from surrounding towns as well that have played for us in the past. And it just kind of varies based on who's available during this time of year, because it can get pretty busy.
Yeah. Curtis, you mentioned Curtis. He's coming from California, correct?
He is, yes.
Yes.
San Francisco.
So coming a long way to come play. He maybe has some other reasons too, but I'm sure all of you enjoy getting together and playing. And you know, Jake, it's always fascinating to me, because I'm not a musician, fascinating to me how people can come and join the group and then another time they're not there. And you always make it happen. You make it work.
Yes.
So I think that means you're good musicians, I think.
Yeah, and it kind of comes with practice, and everybody that is part of the band, they're just fantastic people in general. They just love getting together, like you had mentioned, and so anytime they get a chance to meet new friends and do what they love, they're going to hop right on that.
Mm-hmm. And do you try to practice, like, you know, before Sunday, will you have a get-together and try to practice?
Yes, usually around 3 o'clock or so, sometime in the afternoon.
Okay.
We get everybody together and kind of go through real quick, kind of get the feel for how the night's going to flow.
Kind of decide what you're going to play and what some of the favorites are. And
now, we've done it a few times now, so a lot of it is kind of routine. And so people are starting to get the feel of that. And also, with that, we throw in different music every once in a while, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the same thing over and over again.
But you do play some of those favorites, and I know that you and your mom teach some ballroom dancing, so you have to have some of the, at least similar kinds of music to do some of that.
Right. And most of that is, like, the band is very good about playing swing. They'll play some swing music, they'll waltz, they throw in some Latin stuff, so it'll be salsa and tango. They play such a wide variety. It's great to listen to, great to dance to, and everybody really enjoys that time.
And I think that's an important point, Jake. If you don't want to come and dance, that's okay. You can just come and listen.
Exactly. And a lot of people do just come down and enjoy the music, enjoy the atmosphere. It's just a fun time for people to come and celebrate the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm kind of guessing that there may be some people who come back every year, and it may be the only time they actually kind of see each other, because they're drawn by that kind of music. So as I understand, you and your mom, Pam, will be giving some lessons if people wish.
Yes. The way that's probably going to work is we'll be around. There'll be an announcement that we are there. We're not going to have time necessarily set aside, but there will be a time where we will be readily available for people to come to us and we can teach them. and just kind of show them some of the basic steps. We're no experts by any means, but we'll tell you what we know.
Okay. Well, I think you're leaning toward the expert side because you've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started doing some ballroom?
I started doing country when I was about 6 years old. So I've been dancing for a while.
Yes, you have. So although you may not want to call yourself an expert, I think you've had lots of experience that gives you a real edge in helping people to learn and enjoying it. Do you, now that you're in college, do you go somewhere and dance?
Not as often as I'd like.
Yeah.
There's a small group of us on campus who get together every once in a while and do some swing dancing and some line dancing just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Good.
We still do a little bit.
Good. Good stress relief, good exercise, good getting together. So tell us, Jake, what you're doing, where you are, and what you're doing.
I'm at Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, and I am majoring in public relations. And so I'm keeping busy on classes and that kind of thing. I'm a junior this year,
wow.
And I'm also an RA in the dorm that I live in. And I also keep extremely busy with track and field, where I participate in the decathlon.
Ah, that covers quite a few things you have to keep up with. And is that year round? I mean, are you in training most of the year?
Yep, pretty much all school year. I'm doing exercises and stuff.
So you have to keep on that schedule and stay in shape. So
exactly.
And then as a school, do you go to other schools for meets, or how does all that work?
We go to a lot of different schools. Dort is one that's real close to us. We'll have our first meet of the season there as soon as I get back from break. We have meets. We go to Wayne State. We go to Doan College in Nebraska. And we have a home meet as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying, you know, when I think of track, I'm thinking that's spring and fall. Not so much. This must be indoors.
Yes, we do have an indoor and an outdoor season.
Because when you get back from break, I'm thinking it's going to be a little more winter-like than it's been just here recently.
Yes.
So what's your kind of goal? You're in public relations, and I know you've done some good work in that in a lot of ways, but do you have a goal and what you want to be doing in a couple of years?
Really, the only thing I want is to be able to work with people. I love being around people, interacting with people, and so that's kind of what drove me into the public relations
mm-hmm.
route. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what I want to do with that, but people.
Well, so. I know you'll have a lot of opportunities because you can go different directions with that kind of major. So that will be great, Jake. So again, let's remind folks about the dance and music coming up really soon.
Right. So this Sunday, we've got at the Oaks Lodge in downtown Atlantic. We'll be having the holiday ball. It'll be dancing, music, and just a great time. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it goes to 10 o'clock p.m.
Okay. And we didn't talk about if there's a fee.
It is free will donation.
Okay.
So, and those expenses go, or those, that money will go to some travel expenses for the band members, and then also primarily goes to a scholarship that we created through Popcorn Button for students who want to get
they have to be in music some way related to music to
right. So then they can get like private lessons or go to a band camp or something like that.
Okay. Well, and that's a little bit different in terms of it's not paying the tuition necessarily, but paying maybe for some of those extras that would be really difficult to get.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's a good part. We need to remember that, Jake, as people come, that when they do that donation, that it's going to benefit some other young people as well as have a good time. So,
mm-hmm.
yes. So thank you very much, Jake Arbach, for visiting with us and, again, inviting people to hear Popcorn Button this Sunday night at the Elks. Until next time, let's remember that giving time and talent is part of the meaning of Christmas.